salvation from God. Today we are going to study Revelation 7, from 9 through chapter 8, verse 1. After this vision of the triumphant tribes of the 144,000 whom God gets from every kind of character stripe that this world possesses, except Dan and Ephraim. And with this vision of triumph, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. They stand before the throne of God, of the Lamb, clothed with white robes, palms in their hands. Now notice, they come from every tribe. God is not partial. He's not a respecter of persons. But out of every nation, those who turn to Him, He can seal and save. They stand before the throne. That is their position of vindication. They are clothed with white robes. They are given the garment of Christ's righteousness. They have the palms in their hands, a symbol of victory. And they pray and sing with a loud voice, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Here again, the judgment puts a song in the tongues of the redeemed. Salvation to our God. He's on His throne. He's the judge on His throne. He has the book. The book has the record of every sin that has ever been committed. But the Lamb is pouring out His blood in the midst of the throne. That's where salvation comes. The spilled blood is being sprinkled. The records are being covered. The sanctuary is being cleansed. And salvation's come. And the angels round about the throne and the elders and the four living beings fall down, worship God, saying, "Amen, so be it. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to God that liveth forever and ever. Amen. So be it." In Revelation 5, we heard this song, "Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might." These are attributes that are possessed by God, Jesus Christ. Blessing. The blessing of God is the divine empowering to fulfill intrinsic function. The glory of God is the glory of self-sacrificing love. Wisdom is the ability to take all the information God has and work out the plan of salvation. Thanksgiving is the result in the hearts of those who are saved. Honor and power and might. Honor is the glory given to Him by the universe. Power He has demonstrated not only in creation but in redemption. And might He has displayed in fighting against the adversaries and destroying the great enemy. All these attributes God possesses forever and ever. One of the elders asked me, saying, "What are these that are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" Now here is a little group. They are clothed in white. Where did they come? And I said, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation." Now here again is a question. Why did this elder ask the question? Did he know? Did he want information? Well, he knew. He didn't want information. But he wanted to direct John's attention, and through John, our attention, to this group. These are they that came out of great tribulation. They are the special ones, the special martyrs, who have gone through periods of terrible affliction and trouble. They have washed their robes of character in the blood of the Lamb, and they have made them white. The word "made" has got the white has got the idea of bleached. They are bleached. They are washed. They are bleached. Now, how do you bleach? Well, you can use all sorts of chemicals, but you can also put what you're trying to bleach in the sun. And these have been so exposed to the Sun of Righteousness that they are bleached. and they are bleached in the blood of Christ, and the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. You remember David prayed, Lord, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. He wanted to work in the temple. And so these are serving God and the Lamb, day and night in his temple. They are priests, kings and priests. And he that sitteth upon the throne shall dwell among them. We'll see that more clearly in Revelation 21. I will dwell among them and be their God, and they shall be my people. What is the road? The road is enduring tribulation, in washing by the water, by the laver of the word, bleaching our clothes by the Son of Righteousness and the blood of the Lamb, serving him and continuing that service in his temple as kings and priests. Then they will dwell with the one who sits upon the throne. They shall hunger no more. They have hungered. Neither shall they thirst any more. They have thirsted. You remember the prophet Amos says there's coming a famine, not of bread or a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. These souls have endured. They have been in less privileged land. They have not had all the word of God. They have searched for it. They have hungered, they have thirsted. Neither shall the sun light on them. That's the desert drying heat, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. That's Psalm 23. He shall feed them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I will see that more clearly in Revelation 21. And so we get a picture in chapter 7 that answers the question with which chapter 6 ends. Who will be able to stand? And the answer is clear. The sealed, who come out of every nation, tribe, and people, who have attained their victory through the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. They have gone through affliction, they have gone through time of trouble, they have gone through thirst and hunger and wandering and heat. They have endured it, but they have followed the Lamb whithersoever he leads them. And because they have chosen to follow the Lamb, they will be unaffected by the wrath of the Lamb. They don't come anywhere near it. So the question, the great day of his wrath is come, and who will be able to stand before the Lamb, is answered. Those who follow him wherever he goes. And in chapter 8, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. I have been intrigued by this silence. You will have to get the index and or the laser discs and use Ellen White's statements. The silence in heaven occurred at strategic points in the history of the world. When Adam and Eve fell, and the watching angels saw what had happened on this planet, every harp was hushed and there was a period of awful silence. When Jesus Christ was struggling at Gethsemane, and the destiny of this planet seemed to hang in the balance, every harp was hushed, and there was a period of awful silence. When the fires come down from heaven, after the judgment of the great white throne, to cleanse and purge this planet of all sin and sinners, every harp was hushed, and there was a period of awful silence. And I have a feeling that the opening of the seventh seal is the end of all things, as we shall see. And part of the end of all things prior to the millennium, the wicked are destroyed by the brightness of his coming, every harp will be hushed, and there will be a period of awful silence. And this silence is an indication of the sorrow and the horror and the frustration of all those around the throne of God who cease not to sing his glory. It gives God and holy beings no pleasure in watching the death of the wicked. Oh yes, they may have been deliberately rebellious. They have blasphemed the name of God. They have thwarted every attempt of grace. They have spurned every offer of salvation. They are cruel and wicked. It's all true. But when they perish, grief grips the universe.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.